Lepo zdrav v Ereš intervjuju, intro komad Tindersticks She Rode Me Down. Pravkar sem se vrnila iz kina Šiška, kjer sem se pogovarjala po tonski vaji zasedbe, ki nocoj tam nastopi s frontmanom Stuartom Staplesom. Že vnaprej opozarjam, da je intervju nekoliko tišje posnet, sedeli smo zunaj iz preprostega razloga, da je bil Stuart Staples že cel dan pač zaposlen v dvorani in s pripravo koncerta in si je pač zaželel sedeti na zraku, tako da upam, da se bo zadeva slišala in prosim tehnika, da spusti intervju.
Perceived at the moment as, I think, in kind of renaissance after this lineup change before a Hungry Soul album. And I would like to ask you, what did this fresh forces bring into the band, in your opinion?
I don't think it's just that. I think you have to ask for something before you get it. You know what I mean? It's not. I think that the band kind of. It's been rebuilding, trying to find the right people, and then you find the right people, and it can elevate, you know. So, I don't think it's I don't think it's just about these people affecting this. I think there's a whole kind of desire, situation. You know, desire for this
change.
Yeah, for this a fresh kind of new kind of energy, I think, you know, for it. And I think the people who come in are really part of that, and have really added something to what we're doing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that they're our saviors.
Yeah, sure. No, I didn't mean it that
way.
No, but
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
really, so.
It's just that. How did you find these people, and who is in the band on the tour right now?
Okay. I mean, it's myself, David and Neil, and Dan, who plays bass with us, Dan McKenna, who's played bass with us for quite a few years, and Andy Nice playing cello, who's played cello with us for 10 years, and I suppose the most recent addition is Earl Harvin, who's playing the drums, and David Kitt guesting with us on guitar, so that's kind of where we're at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, but it's we started off at the beginning of the year as a kind of an experiment, and it's just kind of grown into something really kind of powerful, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Did the roles change with these new people in the terms of composing, for example?
I think it's just been more loose and more open, you know. So I think that if you operate in a way that a good idea is irresistible, you know, no matter where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't really have a thing of somebody has to write the songs, you know, or somebody has to, it's somebody's job to bring the ideas in. So it's kind of it's looser in that way, and I think it's getting looser all the time in that way. So
you've been around long enough to be subject and witness of different critique of your work, good and bad, and how do you cope with this, or what's your attitude towards music press at all? Does it affect you at all?
I mean, I think if fundamentally you kind of recognize that you make music because you need to, or you need to express yourself in some way, I think everything else is, I suppose, I'd say, in England, it's gravy, you know. It's not the meat; it's just the sauce
cherry
around it.
On
yeah,
the top.
Isn't it? It's just the stuff around it. It's not. It's not the thing that that is important. And so it's kind of, you know, it's not as though it's. I'm totally oblivious to those kind of things, but at the same time, I am kind of happiest when I'm in a creative environment, you know, and then that kind of nothing else really matters then, you know. If I'm not in that creative environment, I can take lots of notice of lots of things that don't really matter, you know.
But probably it's different with the reaction of the audience.
Oh, totally, yeah, because that's honest, you know.
Yeah.
That's, you know, there's no hiding for that, you know. There's no people are just feeling something or they're not. Mm. And that's the only real part of what we do, I think, you know. So it's making recorded music in a way, and getting feedback from that is kind of abstract, but playing a concert is really real. Mm. Because people are not kind of stupid, you know, if they're open to be moved, but it's like and they can appreciate the energy and ideas within something. I think it has an effect, you know, and that's the most real kind of time, the hardest thing to do, so, but the most rewarding, you know.
So the touring is as equal important as...
Yeah, I think it's probably the most important thing, yes. Mm-hmm.
And regarding this, I'm wondering about the set list. Do you give a weight to what the audience presumably is expecting from you? Or
I suppose we do. No. I think it's more to do with... we've got so many songs now that it's more to do with our mood of where we're at. And if we're on this tour playing Tiny Tears every night, you know, sure. It's like, which we're not, because we're not in that mood, you know. Do you know what I mean? So it's but we are playing like Marbles, you know, because it's something that I really, really connect with at the moment, that we all do in this kind of group that we're in. So I think it's important for us to have a balance between have the new, but have the older songs that sit with the new songs and complement them and rub against them in the right way, you know. But even saying that, you know, we're playing Sometimes It Hurts on a lot at the moment, but I think that's got so much to do with losing Lasse, you know. So yeah. It's so much, you know, it's like a way to feel close to her in a way. So, and so all songs have their own reasons, you know, for being around at a certain time, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. You mentioned Lasse. Are there any other vocalists right now that you are trying to get to?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. You've also done two solo records by now, plus the record for children. How would you describe this experience? So what was this, I don't know, biggest advantage of being on your own, or maybe disadvantage?
I think, really, it was the band in 2003 was, it wasn't in a good place. To do with the people that have been together working constantly for 12 years, and I think we all knew that the only chance it had was to have a break from it. And I think for everybody, but I think I can only talk personally, but I know other people felt this as well, but that it needed to kind of try and find out who you were away from this band, you know. And I think the solo albums were a way for me to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I felt so much kind of a lot of creative energy at that time, and it was I think looking back, it was just a way to kind of figure out what I wanted and who I was in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned somewhere that only with your solo records you became, I think, fully confident as a vocalist. Mm. And can you explain this a bit further? Because after all, your vocal is this one of the essential parts of your music.
Yeah, I suppose when I was in the band, from the beginning in the band, the singing is just a part of what I do. You know, I'd say it was more about writing, more about like creating something that is recorded, like a way something feels when you listen to it. I've always been so involved and enthralled with that. On the first two records, it was my singing was the last thing to do. It was like the job to do so I could finish this thing, you know. It's like the tool I had,
yeah,
you know, to do this. And
yeah,
and I think gradually I started to take more notice of my singing, and then started to try and push it further. And I've been through periods of kind of frustration with it, but I think with Leaving Songs, it was such a singer-songwriter record that it put all the emphasis on the voice and on the words. And it's the first time I've ever been in that situation. I felt like, you know, it's like I felt like I had to write all of the songs completely, you know, from beginning to end, that I could just pick an acoustic guitar and go, this is my song, and everybody can join in. And it had so much emphasis put on in my mind on the vocal. And I think it's the first time I've kind of felt that I've kind of occupied a space that I wanted to as a singer, you know. And I think from there, I don't think about it anymore. So.
Yeah, because that was actually my next question, because when you were here for the first time, I remember it's one of most memorable moments when you came on the stage and you just said good evening, and the female audience just said wow, you know, like oh. And it was completely memorable. It never happened to me before, and I was thinking whether you are aware of this, you know, like seductive element of your performance. Do you do it on purpose, or you just do it?
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't think it's something I could do on purpose.
Sure.
But I wouldn't say that I'm fully aware of it, basically.
Okay.
So it's not as though I'm surprised, but at the same time, it's not something I understand or would really want to understand,
okay,
if you know what I mean. Because
yeah,
I think that then it could be something you could be very conscious of, and that doesn't sound like very much fun to me. I want to get lost, you know. I want to escape. I don't want to be aware of what I'm doing all of the time.
Sure.
So, and I think that to me, you know, sounds like something I'm not really interested in doing.
Okay. I've mentioned before the record you made with Dave Bolter, Songs for Young at Heart.
Yeah.
And I wonder, have you ever played these songs for children's audience live on concerts?
No, but I would love to. You know, I think, and it's so, you know, I think for myself and David, we're so proud of that record. And I think it's the hardest thing was, even though it was so great, to work with all these people that we admire and to have a relationship with them. And it was so difficult to actually think about making a concert. And it was so important, I suppose, from the very start, that it was about different singers and different singers' relationship with the idea, you know. And but it became impossible to kind of bring it together in a concert. But at the same time, I haven't given up hope.
Okay. Are you involved in any other music projects right now? Some new film scores or anything like that?
No, I mean, the film we scored last year is just being released now, and
which is
White Material, yeah, with Claire and Isabelle Huppert.
Mm-hmm.
The next, I think we'll always be working with Claire, but at the moment this year is about getting out of the studio and being in beautiful places like this and clearing our heads and playing music to people and seeing where that takes us, really, because that's when you're together on tour, you know, when it works when you're on tour, it's an exchange of ideas, you know, between people, and people grow together. And at its worst, it's 6-7 people in different spaces, you know, that kind of doing a job. But at the moment, it's really it grows a little bit every day, you know. So I think by the end of the year, I think we'll have a kind of something that's very clear and strong that we're kind of reaching for, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I get the feeling of. So.
Okay.
I would maybe finish here very quickly and invite, of course, everybody today to Kino Šiška again. Thank you for taking your time.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Tole je bil brzinsko narejeni intervju s Stuartom Staplesom, glavnim, recimo temu, članom ali pa frontmenom vsaj, skupine Tindersticks, ki nocoj nastopi v kinu Šiška, drugič torej v Sloveniji. Intervju sem pripravila Polona Pobržnik, za konec mogoče povemo še to, da v kinu Šiška pravijo, da karte so še, tako da vsi tisti, ki še oklevate, vse potem, kar sem uspela videti na tonski vaji, ne boste obžalovali, tudi če more biti vaša srca ne bijejo več tako močno za skupino, kot so nekaj let nazaj. Skratka, danes se gotovo obeta prvovrsten glasbeni dogodek v kinu Šiška in za konec bomo poslušali še enega izmed starih hitov te zasedbe City Sickness.
Afterwards, less for minutes only. I'm okay. During, you kind of fill up my mind. It's just the before, it lasts forever. It's just the before, they just fuck my mind. I have these hands beating with love for you, and you're not here to touch. Sent you away, what else can I do when I need something?